Convener, I'm calling this January 8th, 2019 LSD meeting to order. If there's no objection, does anybody object to Richard Uzel being Secretary Pro Tem, at least for calling the roll right now? Any objections? Okay, Richard, if you'd like to call the roll.
Okay. Don Freeman, General Manager.
He sent an email saying that he wasn't coming to either meeting this month.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing, Richard?
Okay. Alon, not here.
I speak up so the speaker can...
Where is your speaker?
Over there. Okay.
Wesley Bethune. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Joseph Davis. I apologize first off. I'm going to butcher somebody's name real badly. So Joseph Davis. Elaney Duncan?
Here.
Thank you. Anissa Peruki? Anissa
Peruki?
Anissa Peruki.
Anissa Peruki.
Not here.
Rhonda Gardner?
Present.
She's on the
board. Robert Gardner?
Anissa is on the
board. On the board, yeah.
No, I mean on the
computer. Wally James?
Here.
No. Venetia is, and
Jim Krafka.
Jim Krafka.
Here.
Oh, he's on the deal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are those things called? Phone?
He's
on the call.
Coming
he's
as an call. Hologram, except for some reason.
Oh.
His image.
Oh, me? You?
Yeah, that's
we're
Jim.
We're not to you yet. We're Jim. You and Jim.
Okay,
on the call.
And Dwayne Lark? Adrian?
Laviolette here.
Laviolette, is that you?
Yep.
Okay. Mike Lewis?
Here.
I heard that name. Susie Moreno? Matthew Moore?
Here.
You're Matthew?
Yes.
Rick Plato?
Right here.
Nancy Sabara Nakarani.
Tony.
I'm bad with his name. He's not here.
Not here.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
Casey Sinclair. Rita Washington. Ted Weiskel. Vicencia Williams?
Venetia Williams?
Venetia Williams?
She's on the phone.
She's
on the phone.
Yeah.
She's on the phone. Okay, Egberto.
That's me. Here.
That's you.
Yep.
How do you pronounce your name, sir?
Egberto.
And your last name?
Willis.
Willis. Okay. Thank you, sir. 12 people.
That is quorum. So,
point of personal privilege.
Sure.
Should we welcome Egberto
Willis?
Welcome.
So, I want to welcome Egberto Willis to the board for the record, just so you know how we got here. IGM Don Freeman revealed through email and in the LSB meeting of November 14, 2018, that Ms. Patel-Adams does not meet the 30 hours in the preceding 3 months requirement to be assigned the designation of staff candidate, staff delegate. Ms. Patel-Adams was therefore wrongly sat at the November 14, 2018 LSB meeting, and tonight we're correcting this error. We want to thank Ms. Patel for being willing to serve Pacifica. Mr. Freeman, who is the only authority on this matter, has confirmed that Alberto Willis is staff and does meet the 30-hour requirement. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Trish, can we give you a chance to say something? Would you want?
Oh yeah, actually, I'd love to say something. It's no secret that we have a hell of a lot of friction on the boards and so forth. And for the longest time, I decided that I had no interest in serving on the board whatsoever because, again, I do my show politics done right, and I know what I want to do. I work in several organizations, Coffee Party and other places, where we try to get people together and get people to talk and actually come together. My expectation, the only reason I came to the board is to be helpful. I want no position. I want absolutely nothing of leadership just as a part of the board. And one of the things that I hope to bring to the board is, first of all, to realize that all the folks involved, whatever factions they talk about in these things, that first and foremost, I know all these people do care about the station and are concerned about the station. I think a whole lot of times people lose sight because they get tunnel vision when they are within these factions and fights. Since getting onto the board and listening to watching the emails and so forth, that made it absolutely more clear. It made it clear that nobody was talking to each other. It also made it clear that nobody cared what the other person was saying. And I hope that having somebody that has no interest in any leadership position or anything can somehow be a neutral observer and, you know, trying wherever possible to bring folks together to work together.
Here. Well,
thank you.
So much. We appreciate it. A few other things to get out of the way. With respect to Pacifica's legal counsel's memorandum dated December 11, 2018, concluding that a PMB motion of November 29, 2018, and the KFT-LSB must comply with this resolution, and which had to do with telephonic participation, and we can go more into that motion if anybody wants to hear about it. But in accordance with those strictures laid out in the November 29th PMB motion, Deb Shafto and Rhonda Gardner have taken their rightful seats back on the board. We welcome them back very much, Deb and Rhonda.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes.
Would it be okay, since this is going to be live streamed, if we explain how we got here? Would you like me to say that?
Let me take a quick crack at it, and then if anybody needs to fill in some information, you can go ahead.
Great.
So this all started about the middle of last year when there was a PMB resolution for telephonic participation for members who were dealing with illness or were beyond a certain range out of town. To allow them to still serve. You know, it was a really good faith effort on the PMB to open up inclusivity and to allow people, you know, to participate and to do, you know, the good work that they wanted to do. Those motions were ruled out of order by the then LSB chair. And you know, that was challenged at every meeting, but still the majority of the board decided, even though it was a PMB directive, right, wrong, or otherwise, it was a PMB directive. And, you know, as we know, the law of the land is the law of the land until it's overturned. And so those motions were out of order, and when this matter was brought to the PMB agreed that it was out of order and passed this motion on November 29th, stating that until the LSB is in order, which would be allowing telephonic participation, reseating Deb and Rhonda, and, you know, conducting ourselves the way that they lay out, then all of those meetings would be invalid. What happened was, because the telephonic participation was not allowed, and we had these two members, particularly, that were dealing with illnesses of loved ones, that the PNB had compassion enough to say that qualifies. Seeing as how the LSB, B was not recognizing their request for accommodation and not giving them excused absences. That's why they summarily tried to toss them from the board. So we're righting those wrongs.
Point of information, can I add something really quickly?
Quickly.
Sure. So I just want to make it clear that through disallowing phone participation, they thereby created absences for these people who could have otherwise participated. And when they created these absences, they then didn't excuse the absences. And then once they'd done that, once, twice, and three times, they tried to summarily eject the people who had every right to be at the board meetings and to participate telephonically. So I just want to clear that up, that the absences would have never existed had they simply been allowed to participate telephonically to the meetings. Thank you.
Okay.
And that all actions taken at meetings that don't have telephonic participation are considered null and void by the PMB.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next order is we received two qualified requests for phone participation tonight from Jim Krafka and Benicia Williams. So, hello, Jim and Benicia. You're our guinea pigs.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Does it work well?
If you need to make a point of order or anything else, just say so like you would at any meeting. The speaker's pretty close to me, and I'm hoping everybody else can hear you as well. We're a pretty quiet group tonight, so hopefully this will go pretty slick. If you want to get on the stack and we're debating, just say Benicia to the stack, Jim to the stack. You know, same rules apply. And I won't mute you unless you get unruly.
Mr. Chair, since this is being streamed and there's an opportunity to be heard, would you mind if I had the floor for a few minutes?
This is not being streamed.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's being recorded as normal, but it's not being streamed.
Okay, all right.
Sure. So, first things first, election of officers, seeing as how the LSB is currently in a position where it has no valid officers, and...
Point of order. First things first is that we're one member down.
Okay. Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. So, Ms. Castaneve termed out on December 29th of 2018. So I would like to entertain a motion to replace her.
I would like to make a motion to replace her with Sandra Walline.
I second the motion.
Okay. Any objections?
No.
No objections heard. Sandra, welcome
back
to the board.
Welcome back.
Would you like to say anything?
I believe that thank you for your vote of confidence, and I hope that I can help productively move things forward.
Thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome.
And before we go any further, just so everybody knows, water and coffee over here, if you'd like, if you need.
Very nice.
Restrooms are in the back corner.
I found that. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so as I was saying, the officer elections held at the December 19th LSB meeting are null and void, as that meeting failed to conform to the November 29th PNB resolution. Consequently, the KPFT LSB is currently without officers. And since we're only filling vacancies to finish out the term, we don't need a full-fledged election, only a majority vote.
Do we nominate people?
I'd like to nominate you as chair.
Second.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. Any objections?
No.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
I would like to nominate Elaine as vice chair.
Okay.
Elaine Duncan.
I second.
Do you accept, Elaine?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any objections? None heard.
Thank you.
I'd like to nominate Adrienne for treasurer.
Do you accept? Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any objections?
No.
Secretary?
Okay.
Richard, are you willing to be secretary?
For a month or so.
Perfect.
Just for a couple of months?
Okay.
All
Okay. We'll sweet talk him and bring him chocolates.
Okay.
Can I get a second?
Okay.
Can I get a second? Okay. Are there any objections to Richard Ezell, the secretary? Great.
Who nominated me?
Adrian LaViolette.
I'll get even.
Yeah, I'm moving faster.
Okay.
Yeah, I know them.
All right. I did not see any requests for excused absences. Did anyone on the board receive any requests for excused absences?
No.
Okay.
Bill, did you receive?
There was one, but then he withdrew it, so.
Okay. All right. Richard, I'm guessing you will note that.
I have a question.
Yes.
I spoke with Ted, and I asked him if he was coming to the meeting, and he said that he had other obligations, and he wasn't going to be able to make it. And so I asked him if he was going to be requesting an excused absence. Or I know the excused absence came up. Mm-hmm. And he said that he didn't know that he needed to request an absence for this meeting because of the legitimacy of it. And I asked him how so, and he said, and I explained that, you know, the PNB superseded the LSB. And then he responded that the bylaws supersede everything.
Oh.
And
sorry.
Well, I so
there's lots of opinions going around, but based on PNB resolutions and legal counsel's opinions that have been put out there, this is what we're going forth with. This meeting was noticed. We didn't receive anything under the standing rules as to an excused absence, so I hear you, but one is not properly requested.
I can get that.
So,
the standard is beyond you, right?
We would have had they come in. That's all I need to say.
The main point was, excuse me,
yes.
Is did he ask for an excused absence, though? I guess not. Okay. That's all we need to deal with now.
Okay. Moving on to agenda approval. Before we get into the agenda approval, and I think you guys printed up some agendas, is that correct? Or
mm-hmm.
You handed them out?
And there's extras here.
Okay, those are extras. Okay, so yeah. Anybody needs an agenda? Just a few things that I want to bring up, a little bit of housekeeping that's going to maybe affect some things that go on the agenda, just so everybody knows. The attendance tracker that was being sent out with all of the agendas is no longer to be used as it's unnecessary. Going forward, the only attendance rule that is going to be used is the one in the bylaw, the special rule, Article 1, Meeting Procedures, Subsection 1, Qualification, because the one that's going to be used is the one in the bylaws, which is 3 unexcused absences, and that's it. We did have a special rule. It was repealed in February of 2017. This was validly noticed, voted on, put in the minutes, and approved. Yet the former LSB chair chose to decree it invalid for whatever reason, and the majority approved that, though it legitimately would have taken a two-thirds vote, and a two-thirds vote was never acquired to reverse that decision. So therefore, we will move forward with deference to the fact that that special rule was repealed. Also, moving forward, this body will be allowing remote participation in our meetings in accordance with the September 2017 PNB motion regarding telephonic participation. And since that motion does not have a stipulation for proof of circumstances that make members qualified for remote participation, this board is going to take people at their word. No proof required, only request to the chair in writing stating the circumstances.
Point of order, I guess. I would like to suggest that this board put that in the form of a motion. And I would like to add it to the agenda.
Okay. When we get down to the agenda approval, please bring that up.
Okay.
Chris,
The third one is the public is going to be held to the same rules of decorum as LSB members, and public comment will no longer be included in the minutes. We do have a standing, and this is based on Robert's Rules of Order. Robert's Rules of Order says that minutes of a meeting are a reflection of what happens at a meeting, not what is said at a meeting. The same would be true for embellishments from the secretary, things of that nature. You know, there's too much possibility for things to be misconstrued. Obviously, public comment is not being canceled. It will still all appear in the stream. It's not being removed from the stream. But there will be rules of decorum, and we do have a standing rule allowing for public comment to be included if the individual public member requests it, and if they write out what they want to be included. So, just putting that out there.
Request for information. I want to clarify. Yeah. So, if they want their comments to be a part of the record, the secretary isn't going to record that, but they can give a written copy of their comments.
That's the current standing rule.
Right. Okay. Just want to be sure, because that made it kind of sound like their comments would never be part of the record.
Sure.
This is something that I've tried to clarify many times. When you say it's part of the record, that doesn't mean it's in the minutes.
That's right.
If it's part of the record, everything, that recording is the record, everything's the record, and it all goes together somewhere.
Right.
But it's not in the minutes, it's in the record. That's the difference.
Thank you for that clarification.
And if someone wants to make a motion on that, do they say it right now?
We'll get to agenda approval and entertain a motion on that.
Okay.
And then we will also need conveners for the subcommittee, so I think that will be in the agenda. So that's all I wanted to just kind of clear the air with.
Have information, though?
Yes.
So if we want to include a motion in the agenda, do we do it before agenda approval?
No, we do it
after.
After?
If we want to add to the agenda after the approval of the agenda?
Well, you approve it, then don't you make a motion to add to it?
Yeah.
Well, during agenda approval.
Yeah.
You make a motion to accept it, and then.
Yeah.
And to help the secretary, I ask that every motion be written down and given to me so that I can put it verbatim into the minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask another question? I'm sorry. If I would like to go into executive session very briefly at the end of the meeting, do I say that now or later?
During agenda approval.
Okay, sorry. I apologize.
Well, that's now, isn't it?
Well, yes. So moving on to agenda approval, is there anything anybody needs to add to the agenda? And where?
I need to add my motion.
Okay.
Do I read them out loud?
Yeah, let's take them one at a time, though.
Okay. I have five, but they're all very short. They're house cleaning motions. One, whereas a September 17th TMB motion regarding telephonic/remote participation does not have a stipulation for proof of eligible circumstances, as you were saying before, I just decided to put what he wrote in the motion. Be it resolved that KPFT LSB requires no proof of circumstances that make members eligible for remote participation, and that the only requirement be that the request be made to the chair in writing stating the circumstances. And that's the first one.
We have to take these individually.
Yeah, can I ask a question? Stating circumstances, meaning I'm just requesting that I would like to participate telephonically. I don't have to tell you because I broke my leg or whatever, right?
Stating the circumstances will be, there's two circumstances, the way that I understand it, that allow for phone participation for the PMB resolution. And one is that you're over 50 miles away, mm-hmm. or the other that you are, that you're not well. So no doctor's note or receipts are going to be asked of you.
Okay.
All you have to say is, I'm not feeling well, I'd like to participate remotely, or I'm out of town. We don't want to know if you broke your leg or whatever, just that you're not well.
Point of order right now, we're trying to do is decide what to put on the agenda, and then we can get into the details later. And I believe it's time for public comment also. So we may have to put this on hold.
We start late.
Okay. All right, public. Give me 1 minute to grab some water. And does everybody here in the public
want
to? Is that
a one-shot coffee?
Yes. Do we have a list of public comments?
Let's take 5 minutes, and we'll sort out public comments.
Do we have a list of people who want to speak?
But you want to start one?
Yeah, I'll start.
Okay.
You want to speak?
Okay. I think Deb's going to pass around a list.
Do you want to